Well, good evening. Actually, late afternoon. Hopkins Junior High School, Middle School Symphonic Band. This is Jay Mason, one of your two adjudicators here at the Music in the Parks Festival at Valencia High School in Placentia, California. It is Friday, May 15th. It's about 5 after 5. Really looking forward to hearing you play. You'll hear about me if you were in the audience, actually, during the jazz band performance. You heard a little bit about me, but I'm a woodwind performer here in Los Angeles. I play saxophones, flutes, clarinets, oboe, English horn, all that good stuff. And I also teach up at California State University, Long Beach, in the music conservatory there. So that's a little bit about where I come from. And I'm looking forward to helping you with your journey to become better musicians and enjoy this wonderful thing we call music making. My comments are designed to critique, not to criticize. By that I mean that they're thinking about it, or I am thinking about it from the standpoint of you as the player, me being in your shoes and the things I would be doing to affect the music in a positive way. So I hope that you find them helpful and useful, and that you're going to have a great time at Disneyland. Looks like the wind's going to go and the clouds and rain are going to go, and you should have a beautiful day. And thanks for making the trek all the way down here. We always enjoy hearing musicians from your school. I'll be back with a recording, I think, of your warm-up piece. And then you have a chance to hear yourselves and then be making comments through your two adjudicated pieces. So I'll be back shortly. Thanks. Woohoo! All right. You guys are back. Let's see if we're doing Song of Lear, or if you're doing your warm-up piece. If you're doing your warm-up piece first, it doesn't sound like you are. I think you just did that already. There we go. Oh, you are. Let me let you hear what you sound like in the room, okay? I will be back when you're done with this. In the room. Very nice. Little pitchy. I've been hearing your director mention that to you during the warm-up and everything that's been going on, and I agree. So that would be something to discuss and work on a little bit. So with that in mind, hopefully you're listening just a little bit more. It sounds to me as though the upper voices are just a little bit on the low side, but we'll listen when we start playing. Chorales are so great. It's a wonderful thing to do for building your stamina and your ears and all that kind of stuff. Thank you. and I said Song of Lear, which is, of course, not what you're playing. So we'll fix that right now. All right, I've caught up to you now with Rivers. I had your wind ensemble music up. I apologize. Okay, good. Nice musical phrasing. The intonation is actually improving here as I sit here listening. Until we got to the hole here in bar 22. Okay. It's a little more air there on the trumpets. You know, we've got a couple people just little burr on your downbeat. Such a beautiful melody. Good. What I like is that the intonation heals itself as you go, which is great. That's often a hard thing to do. I think if you're just a little bit more aware of it and on top of it. Now we have a nice theme here in the lower instruments. Jess could play that out just a tiny little bit more. Flutes and clarinets, if you could not breathe between 42 and some 43, some of you did, that's a line that needs to go all the way to the end of 44. Yeah, try not to get the da-da-da, but be-da-da-da-da. I don't know if you've ever seen a really big river, like, you guys have a big one up there called the Sacramento. River Delta, but it has this grandeur to it that you guys are trying to get to, excuse me, but we really need to get, I just want to compliment the woodwinds there on stopping the trill right on the downbeat of bar 59. Bass clarinet, nice sound, good solid feel back there, just want to let you know that. Good. Very, very musical. It's nice. Just the intonation, I mean, you could probably, if you listen in the background to yourselves playing, you can probably hear it. Best way that I know to cure that is to spend time with drones, if you haven't tried that. Someone dropped a foot or something in there. Careful, all together. There we go. 82. So, you have to spend time with drones. It's one thing to look at a tuner. It's another thing to do what you guys did during a warm-up piece, which is to really key in on the actual chord tones and the intonation and all that kind of stuff. Very nice. Good control of everything there. For example, on that last chord, the third, those of you that have the third, which is the note that is the... G natural concert. That note needs to be a little low. It tends to be very, very sharp in this band. Okay, now we're going to look at William Hyams' piece, Creed. That's an excellent piece. you guys can play it well. We're getting towards the end of the year here now, so some of you will be moving on to the symphonic band next year. Intonation is the major thing that I hear that I would like to see you as a collective group address. Okay. Uh-oh. Mechanical difficulties. Okay, better. Better intonation there. Good feel. Okay, flutes, clarinets, and oboes. We've got to get that intonation issues. Good. You guys have ears. You can hear. Okay, you guys can make a little bit more out of your lower phrases. This would be saxophones, baritones, trombones, and horns. Da 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 da. Here's the note. Da. That note is the note we're going to in the phrase. Good, nice. Well, careful of the offbeats back there on the snare. Settled in. A little more emphasis on the beginning of each of those groups of two eighth notes will really help the time in the whole group. So you guys are right on the verge of getting the idea of where the phrase goes. There's a lot of great lines in these pieces that you're playing. Let's all try to play that exactly the same. Better? Good. Good. Nice on the tenor sax and bassoon there. You got that in baritone. We got that slowed down. Da 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 da. Does not have a. It has staccato, but staccato means spaced, not necessarily super short. I think you guys played those shorter than you've been taught. Okay, trumpet, you can really fill that up. Kind of like you did on your two. Concert C is there in bar 66. Yeah, you're getting the idea. Good. Okay, clarinets, you have that little answering line in 72. You can bring that out. These little details are the things that as a musician I'm sitting out here listening to going, oh, that's in there. Come on, I would like to hear that. That's part of how music works, is the balancing act between, I was saying it to your jazz band, who's got the ball? Good. Okay, the these eighth notes in the bottom, bum, 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 bum. Don't let that slow down. Stay with the conductor, but more importantly, just drive it a little bit. Don't make him do all the work. The other thing I'd like to comment on is that some of these lines... Okay, I really like 98. That sounds great, you guys. We'll talk about that in a minute. Trumpets flat on your C concerts. All right, good. Nicely done. So I said I liked 98 a lot. What I was going to say before that is in 94, we have this line. Pardon my horrible singing, but what I want to comment on is our tendency as musicians is to really go for the high note. And the note that really makes that phrase play is beat 3 of 95. We don't want to accent that note, but that note needs to have a lot of bigness, a lot of fullness, and we're having a tendency to play the high notes really loud and the low notes not so much, and it needs to be just the opposite. It's a phrase. One of the joys of playing woodwind and brasswind instruments is that we sing very naturally. I don't think anybody stands in their bathroom and goes da, 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 unless they're messing around, but we do that all the time with our instruments because we're learning to control them. So do that. Think about, how would I make this beautiful sound that I love, the flute, the clarinet, the saxophone, the trumpet, the trombone, whatever, really sing through this line? And if you sang it, you would emphasize certain things and not others, okay? So it's very, very important to think that way, and you guys were really doing that at 98. Ba-da-da-da-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, be-da-da-da, dee-da-da-da, even with the accent on the top, it wasn't overly accented, so... I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed your performance in general. It's just great. I'm sorry I picked up the wrong packet. But the main things to think about in this group are intonation. You all have ears because I hear problems come and go, which means they're healing themselves. And that's part of growth as a musician, is to get to the point where playing out of tune is, for lack of a better way to say it, no longer a way of life, I guess, is how I would put it. It's just not something you let yourself do. You put it all together. And then phrasing is such a big thing. You're so musical as a group, and your band directors too. Really work on getting that to happen even more. That's why I brought those things up. There's a few technique things, a few entrances that were a little splatted. There was one clarinet note that squeaked. Yeah, we hear it. We all know what those problems are. Things happen. That's not the point. The point is that it's a beautiful sound that you make, and it can be even more beautiful if you really work on these concepts. So I hope you'll enjoy working with all that. I hope you have a great time at Disneyland. I'll look forward to hearing some of you in the other bands. Until next time, this is Jay Mason. Always a pleasure. Take care.